Good morning. Hiya. It's April the 28th. Got to say the date. I forgot the other day.
And you did.
It's happy Thursday to you. Today's B2B Thursday, and we're going to talk about your favorite thing. Okay. How could he know what my favorite thing is? Well, today's topic, we've kind of kept it hush hush until just now. 10 ways to get a promotion at work. Who doesn't want more money? Huh? Raise your hand. Can't see him. Okay, so go on. You don't want more money? That's not true. The tea is too expensive. Prices are going up. And so this list of resources will be in the show notes that are located at, that's a segue cue, thegeiercookreport.podbean.com. I was just talking with Simon in chat right before this show. And he might come back later, but Simon was asking, well, why do you now call it the Geier Cook Report? It used to be just the Cook Report. Well, in SEO land, the Cook Report ate us alive and handed us our lunch and said, you need to change your name. So a couple of shows ago, a few weeks ago, we changed the name to the Geier Cook Report. Anyway, getting back to the task at hand, and you really want to hear about how to get a promotion, right? Not so much about the name change. So let's get to it. You want to give examples to support your request. You want to believe that you deserve it. You want to choose the right time. Like when the guy's rushing out the door to lunch, that's not a good time to ask, for example. Look for opportunities. You know, like when he says, well, how's everything going? You know, well, I need to put a roof on the house, but in order to do it, I need to get a raise. They might give you that chance. Anticipate objections because money's tight for everybody. Perform well, do well at your job, and make sense that you should get a raise. Improve your skills. If you get a chance to get more training, maybe it's a webinar that you can go to find out more about monetizing Pinterest or whatever it is. Improve your skills. Take on extra responsibilities, like if you're responsible for answering the phone when it goes off during the show. That ring there? Can you hear it? Yeah, I'm not getting it. Understand what's required for the raise and pay. If they need to have more money, what are you going to do with it? And above all, be positive. Just like I'm positive that I ain't answering the phone. You see me moving? No. The phone is on the other side of that wall. Not going to happen. And so the link is in the show notes. And now that brings us up to the shout out time where we thank people that help create this show. Thank you to the people in chat that are listening right now live. Thank you to the people that keep the internet going so we can get this show on the air. But the special first thank you, as always, Ember Dusters, the company that likes to clean. Hey, they're the ones that like to clean. So, yeah. So, that being said, that means the ringing will stop. Thank goodness. Thanks to Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean. If you're in Edinburgh, Scotland, and you need cleaning done and your phone's not ringing, give them a call because the line's not busy. Fraser will take care of you, simply said. Another guy in Scotland that will take care of you, but on a different matter, is Alba Digital Media. Skull Crusher Scullion, that's his nickname that Fraser gave him. Kevin Scullion is his name. And he does website design, website hosting, hardware design and management, and so forth. So if it's about IT and computers and internet and what's what, give Kevin a holler. Big thank you to Blab. Blab.im makes this all possible. And the group that we like on Blab, where we are most weekday mornings, friends just chatting. That is the icon you want to look for. I guess that's called an icon, avatar. Yeah. Look for, when you go to blab.im, you'll see that blue earth with the white continents. It was a snow day. And friends just chatting, well, they'll have a good chat. The topics are many and varied and not related to any one given thing. So don't feel like you have to have a degree in chat to go to friends just chatting, because you don't. And Also, at the same time that we're thanking people, thanks to YouTube for the space to put our video. This recording that we're doing right now is recorded two ways, just for insurance. We record it with blab.im. They send us an email with a link to the audio and the video file, the MP3 and the MP4 at the end of the show, and as well as Screencast-O-Matic, which is also doing the job recording somewhat better today. Yesterday, I forgot to click the mic on. You know, people that work in technology can't use technology. Remember I said that.
You just can't get the stuff.
Yeah. And the other one I say often, if it isn't tested, it doesn't work. All right. So always test. I don't care how simple it is. Always test it. And that's, did I forget anything?
Yeah, you did. Tracy Bass.
Oh, that's right. A premium shirt designer that we made the acquaintance of in Blab, this young lady from North Carolina, Tracy Bass. If you've got an idea for a t-shirt and you think Amazon could vend it for you, Tracy Bass is who you want to contact. So if you search for Tracy Bass, you need to just give her a handle at the Tracy Bass, sort of like the Guy R. Cook report. On Twitter, you'll get a hold of her. That's her handle. And so, like I say at the end of every show, those magic words, I haven't forgotten anything else, have I? I've been doing that a lot lately. I have to see who called. It's a wrap.